Talking now with the Dean of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources, Dr. Tom Kuhn, of course, Vice President for Agriculture as well for OSU. And Dr. Kuhn, let's talk a little bit about where we are. You're obviously brand new semester. You got a whole bunch of new students in, and a lot of students in the College of Agriculture, the Ferguson College of Agriculture.
Absolutely, Ron. And thank you. We do. We have our second highest number of freshmen ever in our college, and actually OSU had the second highest ever across the university. So we did really well in recruiting students this year. Our Animal and Food Sciences department has the largest freshman class they've ever had. We had more transfer students come into OSU, come into our college this fall than we ever have. So, our efforts to recruit and encourage people to come here really have paid dividends. So we're really excited about that, to have that kind of response. And, of course, students are thrilled to be back, in person and in regular classes and so on. We're not out of the woods yet. This pandemic has not gone away. And so it's really a matter of kind of learning how to manage carefully with the fact that we've got this transmissible virus around, and yet, work continues. So it's been, at times sort of uncertain about how we're going with this. President Shrum has tried to keep her finger on the pulse of how things are going. As a physician, of course, she's paying particularly close attention to everyone's health and trying to have the best public health setting we can, given this restrictions that we have. So anyway, we're in business, and it's fun to see. It's great to have students walking around campus and doing what students do.
So obviously quite a bit different than a year ago. I mean, obviously we were trying to get back into gear a year ago, but it was a lot of, I guess it was very tentative a year ago.
It was, and yet in a way we had more certainty a year ago, because a year ago we knew the classrooms were set up for, seating about one third of the people they normally could. So we had social distancing, we had masks required and so on. Now we can't require masks, we don't have social distancing. So there's a little more uncertainty about that, but the University Health Service has really been focused on trying to make sure that there's every opportunity for anyone to get a vaccine who hasn't gotten a vaccine. Strong encouragement from President Shrum for people to take that safety measure, and then strong encouragement to wear masks when you're indoors in close quarters with other people. So the University Health Service also has a lot of testing. I think they can test up to 500 tests per day with the rapid test. So really trying to stay on top of it as well as we can.
Right. As far as within the College of Agriculture and the division, you've obviously had to do some realigning, starting to look for some new folks.
Yes, we have. Well, earlier this year, Dr. Phil Mulder retired as department head in entomology and plant pathology, so we have that search process underway. Hope to be interviewing candidates here in the next month or so. And then we've got Dr. Clint Rusk in Animal and Food Sciences has informed us that he's moving on to a new opportunity in his career, and I'm really happy for him. He's had a tremendous impact on our programs. The fact that we have the largest freshman class in animal science ever is in large part due to Dr. Rusk and his leadership. So we're going to miss him, but that also means we need to find a new leader for that department. And I think it's a plum job. I think it's one of the best opportunities in the country for someone who's in animal and food science and meat science. And so we're going to recruit the Dickens out of it. We're going to look far and wide for candidates of all stripes and really see if we can find the best person to lead us over the next 10 years. There's a lot that's going to happen in animal and meat and food sciences over the next 10 years. And so we need a leader in that department who's really going to have some vision and kind of take us to what's the next level for OSU.
In the midst of all that, you've got a little building project kind of going on, just a small one, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And if you come to campus now, you kind of get to experience it. I told people earlier, we brought a lot of fill into the site, and most of the trucks came down Farm Road. And they were bringing in soil from southern Payne County, so it was pretty red. And by the end of the summer, Farm Road had turned orange. And so we were taking credit for that with the spillage. But yeah, so we call it our New Frontiers Agricultural Hall project. It's going up on the site there just west of the Noble Research Center, right across the street from the Animal Sciences Building and the Food and Ag Product Center. And the parking lot that used to be there is no more. The one-story building at the north end of that lot, Ag North, that's gone. As I said, they've brought in a lot of fill. So what was a sloping hillside is now pretty level. You know, as you come by the site and you look at it, you realize this is going to be a big building. This is going to be a bigger building than I realized it was going to be. But I think it's really going to be fitting as the home for the Ferguson College of Agriculture. And, you know, the new state office for Oklahoma 4-H will be in this building as well. We're going to have a new version of the old dairy bar right there in the center of the building to really kind of reinforce that this is a place for people to gather. And food, of course, is a great gathering element. So we're excited about that.
And, of course, the effort has been to raise some of the funds for this building privately from private sources. You're very, very close to achieving the goal.
We are. We have been so fortunate. So the project is a $100 million project, and we have university and our own state agency funds lined up to cover half of that. So we've been trying to raise $50 million for the other half. And we are now just short of $46 million. So we're over 90% of the way. We're over 91% of the way to our goal. I have every bit of confidence that we're going to make it. I hope we make it before the end of this year because I know our new president is going to have her own priorities for fundraising, and I think she'd probably like for us to get out of the way. And we want to be as supportive as we can be for what she envisions for OSU. But, for me, it's been kind of a fulfillment of what I sensed about this place 7 years ago, and that is that we have tremendous goodwill from our donors, from our alumni, and just from the industry. You know, you're originally from Kentucky, and yet, you know, you've been a great supporter for our college and our division. You know, I come from Iowa, in Michigan, and you know, there's something special about this place. And so the people who are from here get that, and our success with this fundraising campaign it really is a testament to how much support there is for OSU agriculture.
I know that your vision, as well as the vision of some of your key folks that are a part of the division and the Ferguson College, has been really interesting to me as far as what you envision this new building to actually be.
Yeah, you know, it's not just a shiny battleship. You know, it really is meant to change the way we do our work. And it aligns with where our faculty have been wanting to go. So the way we teach is changing. You know, the old day of sit down in a chair attached to the floor and listen to a lecture, we're not doing that much anymore. We're getting faculty or getting students involved with each other in the classroom, teaching each other and so, interacting and so on. So this new building is going to have that kind of flexibility in the teaching space. It's going to have a whole new approach to fostering interdisciplinary work on research and teaching. The faculty are not going to be organized by departments. They're going to be all mixed together because we want them working across disciplines. Our research laboratories will have multiple investigators across departments working in the same space. Graduate student office space is right adjacent to those labs, so they're ready to run in and check on an experiment if they need to or something like that. And then finally, we want it to be a home. For our students in particular, currently if a student goes to a class in Ag Hall, when that class is over, they get out of the building because there's no place for them to go. There's no place to sit and visit or anything like that. We want them to stick around in the building in between classes. That's when a lot of the social dimensions of their learning really take place. Mm-hmm. And if we can have that happening in the structured environment of our college, I think it really makes for a richer experience for the students and a more lasting impact as they build their networks in those times with their peers and with their professors and their graduate assistants. And those are lasting. So we're really looking forward to creating that social dynamic that keeps people in our building, brings them back, brings back alumni. Mm-hmm. I've told boards of our commodity groups, I want you to come and hold board meetings in this building. I want our students to see you, and I want you to see our students, because that's a big part of recruiting for us.
Obviously, 2021 has been a challenging year. You've obviously been raising monies during this challenging time, but you've also had to try to figure out the timing of this building itself. I know you're having to maybe be a little flexible there.
We have, and hats off to our vice president for administration and operations, Joe Weaver. His team has been great to work with, and actually our contractors, Flintco, brought it to our attention earlier this year and said, we might want to hold off a little bit on asking for bids just because the markets are looking pretty crazy right now and prices are inflated and so on. And so we've had that flexibility to be able to say, well, we've got work going on. There's plenty for us to be doing now. Let's be patient. Let's be prudent. And let's enter the market at a time when we can get the price that we need it to be for the materials. I mean, there's a lot of concrete, a lot of steel, a lot of copper in this building, with all the wiring. So let's find a time when the markets have settled down. So we've had that opportunity to go cautiously. Our date of occupancy will probably be more like in 2024 instead of late 2023, but I think it's worth the wait in order to keep the price reasonable and still be able to get good quality materials in and have the workforce that we need to get the construction done. I want to get it built before all of these new roads and bridges are going to get built out there, because they're going to be drawing away laborers, on construction for those.
Overall, sounds like exciting times here at Dassner and Ferguson College.
It really is. There's just a lot of goodwill in spite of all of the uncertainty that the pandemic has brought on us. People still need to eat. And I think that's really been a driving force. Our researchers, our extension folks, and our teaching faculty have all remained engaged, because we've got to keep supplying the industry with talent and new findings, new varieties, and new approaches to managing. So we're blessed to have a mission like ours, and we're especially blessed to have people like the Fergusons who want to share that mission with us.